Super good evening and welcome to the very first two in the Cider Battle of the Ciders 2026. And I'm just going to go for two widely available cans this evening. And I think they're going to have a lot to offer, but they are going to be, I suspect, very, very different. And interestingly, they are the same alcohol. They're 4.5%. Okay, and that's actually not as usual as you would think in cider. So here we go with the Thatcher's Haze Somerset Cider made on Myrtle Farm. There's a bit of feel-good factor in there already with the, you know, the way it's packaged and marketed at you. There's a very, very pleasant green, I think. And it's coming over as being, you know, a localised product with loads of provenance and integrity, whether that's true or not. I don't know. Right, let's have a go. So this one, I think it's nicely packaged, right? But it doesn't give you a whole lot of sort of hope. It just says packed in the UK. But I think somewhere it does say that the apples are British. I mean, you know, it's a bit weird, isn't it, to bring apples over here to make a cider, but you just don't really know what they do. Really difficult to read this one because it's grey on black. It's crisp, dry cider, distinctive fruity flavours. 4.5%, served chilled. So all of the ciders will be really well chilled. And don't forget, you could slice a piece of apple in and add some ice. If you want to add something else like fruit juice or... you know, any kind of bubbles, go ahead. It says packed in the UK for Sainsbury's. So that's really getting very, very low on the provenance because it doesn't tell us where the apples are from. Okay, so looks-wise, I think they're looking, both of them looking fantastic. But let's just go through, you know, the different criteria and see where they're scoring. So packaging... this is Haze. I'm going to go for that one first. Packaging and provenance. The provenance is pretty much fantastic. Let's just have a look at that. The box tells a bit more. It tells you that it's Katie, Gala, and... Katie Gala and John Gold apples. And it says our family. So it's giving you the impression that it's family and everything. And it says Somerset Cider. It doesn't say, as far as I can see, that the apples come from one specific place, but it does say made on Myrtle Farm. You have to be really careful because all of these companies are trying to sell you something that's really bona fide, but you can't be absolutely 100% sure. You cannot be absolutely certain that wherever Myrtle Farm is, it sounds very beautiful, that it isn't a commercial factory and that the apples weren't sourced from all around Somerset. Okay, we don't really know. So I think provenance, it's near as, and I do think the packaging is pretty spot on. I think, you know, it's really lovely for that. So if we were splitting provenance and packaging free, then I think, yeah, free for packaging. Provenance, I mean, it's kind of 2.5, really. But again, it doesn't specifically say, so we're going to give that 2. You know, it appears to be fantastic. Myrtle Farm sounds wonderful, and there's a picture of it looking idyllic. But we don't know that it's not just a bottling plant set in a place that they call Myrtle Farm. I mean, there's nothing to stop anyone calling a factory Myrtle Farm. So I think we'll go for 5 on that one. The look of the cider, I mean, obviously they all look different, but it's kind of like, what was I expecting, and does it please me? And I think the look of the cider's got to be a 6. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, the nose, The nose is absolutely delightful. It's yes, huge appley nose. I think I'm just going to go with 6 on that one. Apple taste. I mean, it's cider and it's made of apples, but it does take a minute or two to think, is that apple taste? Or am I getting something else that this is a taste, you know, like metal, for example. I think the taste is very, very delicious, but it's clearly not made from cider apples as such, because it's quite a sweet, light taste. I'm going to go with, I'm not sure, 4, 5. I'm going to be a little bit strict on this one, and I'm going to go for 4. Extra taste. I mean, some of these criteria, most of them will score highly and most of them will score low, you know, depending. Extra taste. I mean, it has a very pleasing sort of foam and just effervescence about it. I think I'd give it 2 for extra taste. Clean palate. Does it slip down easily? Nice finish, you know, not giving me anything horrid. I think it's pretty good, pretty clean palate. I think I'd give it 5 for that one. Obviously, as I go through, I'll be judging what I did with these two, which are quite different ciders, as of looking at that. I mean, extra taste is obviously, you know, obviously if they've got more oak or they've got other fruit in that, then it's going to score highly. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a better cider, but, you know, bubbles. What's fascinating about this product is that it does come across, naturally cloudy, as more of a scrumpy and less of a fizzy cider. And I think that's pretty nice. Just going to pour a bit more. I'll have a look at the bubbles and judge that after the other one. But it's so cloudy, you can't really see the bubbles coming up. So, not sure about that. Feel good factor. Just, you know, hot afternoon. Got back from busy, you know, lunch on the beach and need a rest. I think the feel good factor is 6 on this one. I really do. I do think it's a beautiful, beautiful product. Goes well with cheese. Yeah, it would be softer cheeses. It's certainly not one that I would go with an extra mature vintage cheddar. But there's a lot of cheeses that it would be fantastic with, and a nice crunchy apple. So I'm going to give it a 4. Should I give it a 4? Or should I give it a 5? It's not a cider that immediately says, oh, I need a piece of cheese. But it would go with cheese. That's difficult, isn't it? You know, I really want to put in 4.5. But I don't want to start sort of putting too many halves. You know, it's going to get all a bit complicated. I expect I will. Goes with cheese. It would go really nicely with lemon meringue pie. Goes with cheese. I think that's really got to be a 4, you know. Right. We'll have a look at the bubbles in a moment, but we'll head over to the Sainsbury's Dry. Now, this is just a generic, you know, house cider, but it's extremely cheap. It's, you know, perfectly respectable percentage. And it does have nice packaging, but it's going to score, I think it has to score 0 for the provenance, because it really couldn't be worse, could it? Packaging, you know, I think it's quite nice to look at and everything. I don't have any problem with it. I mean, for what it is and that, it grabs me enough. So I think I'm going to give it 3. Okay, I think the packaging is perfectly acceptable and pretty good for it's a bit of an art deco design, you know, for a house cider. So free for that one. The look of the cider, I think the look of the cider is splendid. Really good. Can't see anything wrong with that. So I think that's a six. The nose, who knows? It's pretty exciting nose. Yeah, it's pretty apple-y, but it also suggests that it's got quite a crunch and a bite in it. So I think definitely the nose, five, to be honest, because it's not quite as good as the other one. Apple taste. I mean, you can see there's lots of ways in which they can sort of build themselves up or lose marks. This is probably the most difficult on all of them, apple taste. I'd say again about four, possibly not even that much. I mean, it's what you want for a dry cider. It tastes dry. I think I'll give it four. You get different types of apples, don't you? Extra taste, I mean, extra taste. It doesn't give me much else going, but there does seem to tend towards the oak matured. So I'm going to give it a two. Okay, it's sort of wishful thinking, that one. It is and it isn't. I don't know. I mean, it's a lovely cider, but it's not massively throwing taste out at me. Clean palate, absolutely. Could hardly score higher on that one, so I think I'll give it a five, like the other one, just in case there's something that comes up at some point and it's just so incredibly, you know, clean that it seems to want more. So that's a five. So far they've scored packaging and provenance 5-3, the look 6-6, the nose 6-5, the apple taste 4-4, the extra taste 2-2, the clean palate 5. They couldn't be more different as ciders. You know, one is a dark gold bubbly cider, very translucent, and the other one is not bubbly, and it kind of looks like a cloudy pond, really, but beautiful, really beautiful, but very different. You know, quite a light, not exactly lemon, but very light yellow. Not a gold at all, you know. So bubbles, I think the bubbles are pretty good in this. I think I'm gonna give it, let's just try a little bit more bubbles. Can hear it's pretty fizzy there, and the bubbles are nice and busy. I think I'll give it four for the bubbles. Feel good factor. I think the feel good factor is sort of, I mean, on the downside, there's no feel good factor at all because it's a cheap cider and it looks like a cheap cider, and it doesn't come across as a cheap cider in drinking it. But then again, on the plus side, it only costs £2.90 for four cans, which is huge feel good factor. And it is an excellent cider. You know, if you like Henry Weston's and you just want something in that sort of genre, or you know, I don't think they do it anymore, but the dry Blackthorn, do you remember that? It's this kind of pretty intensive West Country cider. So I think that's high. It's really difficult. I mean, I felt the other one was six feel good factor. This one's really puzzling me. Let me sort out the bubbles on the other one. I think the other one bubbles. I mean, it's got a score Well, I'm being generous. I think two for the bubbles, because you can't really see any bubbles at all. Just taste it again. There's bubbles, but they're not rising as such, and they're very, very secondary to the product. So, now this one goes with cheese. I want to bite straight into a nice apple like this. Perfect. Any cider that's making me want to do that bite, that is going to match up with cheese. And I'd put this with at least a mature cheddar, you know, some blue, like Shropshire blue, and something fancy like Hereford Hop or something. Well, what about that applewood smoked cheddar? Yeah, I'd say absolutely that is great with cheese. So I'm going to put that on a 5. Not the best, but it's very good. Feel good factor is really sticking me. you know, part of me is saying, oh, I can only afford this cider. And then another part of me is saying, yeah, but I'm so wise that this is one of the better ciders there is out there. And you get something really superb. I've often in the past put blackcurrant juice in and so created a dark fruit cider for £2.90, you know. Feel good factor. It's just really, really tough. So I think it would only be fair to give that a 4, right? Because there are parameters in there. You know, it's not obvious. So we'll do that one a 4. So I can't even begin to work out how much each one scored, but you want to know, so let's try and do it. 17, 21, 28, 30, 40. Right, so that one's got 40, I think. That's the haze. And then this dry cider from Sainsbury's has got 9, 14, 18, 20, 20, 30, 38. Okay, so I mean, one of them's been put together as cheap as chips. The other one is, you know, trying to look nice in a range of really beautifully packaged ciders. I'm just a bit concerned that we don't know 100% and we're wondering whether we might be led up the wrong garden path. I mean, the sheer amount of cider that comes out of Thatcher's nowadays, there's no way it's just a little cute old farmhouse and loads of cider apples, you know. It needs looking into. Okay, so one of the most exciting things about this, you know, cider year is that I will be going wellies on to the cider farms later in the year and actually tasting them right there where the apples are falling, you know. It's going to be pretty exciting. This, I think, is our greatest product that we have ever created, cider. It's just made out of apples. What's more British than an apple? Don't forget, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So obviously if you drink cider, that will do, won't it? And especially if you eat an apple with it, you know. So the best drink in the world to eat with crunching an apple would be cider, that's right. And in the 1500s and 1600s, they absolutely knew that, you know, if you didn't want gallstones, you would drink cider because it was good for you. So there we go, that's pretty high scoring. You know, probably we're going to find that they're all going to score very similar, but they could score as much as 54. So we'll just have to see how it goes and progresses, you know. But at the very, very end of it, probably my biggest criterion will be to have a beautiful cheese board and to see which of the very, very top, you know, winners, scorers, go really well with. I mean, that's the testing point, isn't it? You know, when you're full of cheese, what does the cider taste like? All right. So there you are. We're going from 4% up to a mighty 7.3% this time. And I think these two were, for canned ciders, these two are absolutely excellent. And they're each side of the spectrum. So a relatively sweet but cloudy cider and a very, very dry, golden, translucent cider. Could be made sweeter by putting lemonade in it and make a shandy. You know, the thing is, you could do so much with a very basic cider. So I think this is going to be probably my most exciting sort of tasting competition ever. And I'm going to be pairing the weekends with pork, mushroom leeks, and a white wine. And well, I've said that now. And of course, I don't have any white wine because I drank it all. Oh, well, a cider and cream sauce. How about that? Makes sense, doesn't it? Right. Chop chop. Thank you for listening in, and go buy some cider.